Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, as we do, we're going to talk with a writer that writes for the biggest website on the interwebs that talks about the gun culture on the planet today. And that is Ammoland.com, and that writer is Dean Lundgarten. How do you do, sir?
I am doing very well. Unlike our country, it appears.
Yeah. Interesting times we live in. Totally an unforced error on all parts of this.
Absolutely.
Last time I saw you in January 2020, we were just percolating along. I mean, everything was great. We weren't doing, you know, everything was just being allowed to be what it could be. And now, different story.
Yeah. Well, as you said... Interesting times. Times the historians will write about.
I'm sure. Let's talk about some things you wrote about, like this woman, which I guess you've gotten caught up in the bottleneck again because we still have the grizzly attack there.
Great stuff to talk about that we haven't discussed before.
Well, let's talk about this woman that broke into the house claiming to be a cop and how this lady dealt with him.
Yeah. It was a man who broke in the house, but yes, and a lady who dealt with him. And this was really what we see is a number of these cases as police did more and more no-knock raids, and as people got used to the idea that police would bust into their house and do nasty stuff, the criminals noticed. And they said, hey, almost nobody shoots cops when they bust in that way. Well, let's just yell out police when we're invading homes. And we've seen a lot of instances of that. And we had a case in Arizona quite a few years ago where somebody used basically an AR and shot one or more of the people claimed to be police, as I recall. But in this case, it happened quite recently, near the end of September 27th, in 2021. Actually, it was the beginning of September 27th. It was just a little after midnight. And in our digital age, surveillance cameras captured the whole thing, just about almost the whole thing. And that's what made it such an open and shut case. And what happened is the woman, and I suspect because the surveillance cameras caught it, saw it on camera, and this man was breaking into her home. And they have it on recordings, and he's pretending to be a police officer. He says things that are kind of irrational, like, where is she? Where's the money? You know, that's not exactly what I expect police officers to say. And another clue was that he had a mask over his face. Well, maybe that's not so unusual for police these days. You know, I'd have to see what the mask was. But he breaks into the house. The woman retreats to an upstairs bedroom and accesses a firearm. They don't tell us what kind. idea, you know, shotgun, rifle, pistol, we don't know. But she ends up having to shoot him, and the police are coming, and she retreats out the house and goes to neighbors' houses asking for help. And when the police get there, they go in and they found the intruder dead in an upstairs bedroom. So I thought that was a pretty good example of some reasonably good tactics. She didn't shoot the guy before he broke in.
Right.
She went. She retreated. She got into a good defensible position. I don't know if she was behind cover or not completely visible when the guy broke in, but she shot him. And one of the advantages of going to a defensible position is then the attacker has to come to you. And then you gain the element of surprise because they don't know where you are at. They're looking for you. And so that gives you a chance to, you know, open fire and stop the attack before they shoot at you. So there's a lot of good reasons why to go to a defensible position. It gives you some time to get on the phone, too, maybe to the police, to 911, you know, saying, hey, this person broke into my house. They're coming after me. I'm afraid. Please hurry, that kind of thing. There have been several instances where we've heard the shots on the 911 call. But in this case, I don't know if they heard the shots, but there were surveillance cameras, so that probably the shots were recorded by the surveillance cameras. I have also, at the present, have not seen any toxicology reports released. And maybe we won't because it's a fairly open and shut case. But I have my suspicions that something was interfering with this person who did the break-ins, you know, critical judgment skills. You know, that's not a real smart thing to do, you know, to break in when somebody knows you're there. It's not smart in general. And it didn't work out well for him. But I have read a lot of cases where people under the influence of various drugs, both alcohol and meth, come to mind, and done really stupid things, and it did not work out well for them. And there's another thing about this case that's really, I think, fantastic, and that is we have the prosecutor, you know, the equivalent of a district attorney in this case. He goes and talks to the media about the case. Well, you know, one guy is already dead, so I guess it. He says that he thought that the case was open and shut. Given the facts that they knew, there wouldn't be any prosecution. And he makes this comment that I thought was pretty interesting. In your home is probably the most protected place you can be, said Cummings. If you're breaking into someone's home in the middle of the night, if you don't get shot or killed, you should feel fortunate. That's pretty much an endorsement for armed self-defense of your home. And this is from the prosecutor. So we don't know for sure that the woman who did the shooting is not going to be charged with anything because the investigation is not over yet. It's still in progress. So it's possible that they'll find something, and they should investigate, looking to see if there's any personal connection between the two people, you know, if there's a criminal history for the woman involved, maybe, that sort of thing. And so the investigation will continue, but I suspect that the initial impressions will turn out to be correct.
Which municipality was this? I tell you what, just hang on and answer this question when we get back. I just looked at the time. You can find this article. It's the last article got published at Amoland from Dean. Not going to be the last article you ever see, but it's just the last one, the latest one he's had published there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DesantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten about this lady who very well successfully defended herself from breaking a home. Says she was in Anderson, Indiana. Is that...
And that's it's right next to sort of the north and I think east edge of Indianapolis.
Okay.
And it's a kind of a nice part of town, close to the university in this case, and they say only a block away from the police station. So, you know, an unexpected place for somebody to break in, as it turns out.
You would think.
Right. I do have an article that I don't think we've talked about before.
Let's go.
I thought was interesting.
Okay.
And what I did, it was a little while back I did the research, and it just, you know, took a while to go through all the processes to get published. But I think, you know, when I had a bunch of articles, I don't think we talked about it because we just ended up with moving on. And this was about how the ATF and when they did it added pistols with shoulder stocks to the items that were required a tax stamp with the National Firearms Act. See, they were not included in the 1934 National Firearms Act originally.
Right.
The original act, in fact, didn't even include short-barreled rifles at all. The bill, I should say, before it became a statute. But what happened, at least it appeared this way from the transcript of the hearing, was that there was a congressman in the Ways and Means Committee, and let's see, he was from, I think, Minnesota. Yeah, he was from Minnesota. And when the testimony of the, let's see, I think it was the Attorney General, Homer Cummings at the time, I'm not sure, it might have been his representative, he was presenting reasons that they should pass the NFA, the National Firearms Act. And they were getting a fair amount of flack from citizens saying, no, don't do it, it violates our rights. And this Minnesota congressman said, when he's asking questions about it, he says, well, I don't see anything in your act about rifles. You know, we got a lot of people that hunt with rifles up in Minnesota. I don't want them to be disarmed by this act. So shouldn't you have something about rifles in there? And he said, you need to put in something about short-barreled rifles in there. I'm thinking, this is just opposite of what you're claiming and the reason is.
Right.
But later on, but the Homer Cummings, the person, I think it was Cummings, who was there at the hearing, he is the person in the Franklin Delano Roosevelt administration who pushed the National Firearms Act. He was the Attorney General at the time. He was there for several years, and he seemed to be the major one in the FDR administration to push for gun control during the FDR administration. And basically, he said, well, since you want rifles in there, we can put rifles in there if you want them in there. And they added them in. But what it was, what they were adding, was short-barreled rifles. In other words, when somebody takes a rifle and they make a crude pistol out of it by sawing it down, that makes it more concealable, and that's why it would have been included in the act. Because the original National Firearms Act included all pistols in it as well. That was the major thrust. They wanted to get all the pistols in the country registered, and they basically wanted to make them so expensive so that the average person couldn't afford to have one. But because of the lobbying efforts of representatives of the NRA and NRA members and people all over the country, they took pistols out of the act, but as part of the politics, they let them, they passed the law with sawed-off rifles and shotguns and machine guns and silencers in the act. But the whole point was of including sawed-off pistols or sawed-off shotguns was you took a long gun that wasn't as easily concealable, and you made it into a more easily concealable gun. So there wasn't anything in the act about taking a short gun, like a pistol, and making it longer so it was less concealable by adding a short shoulder stock to it.
Right.
And saying, well, that's the same as a short-barreled rifle, so it's illegal. Or it has to be taxed at $200 a piece, which at the time was the equivalent of several thousand dollars today. So essentially it's the same thing as banning them for the ordinary person.
Right.
So the question came up. When did the ATF, when did the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms at the time, in 1961, it was part of the Treasury Department, when did they say adding a shoulder stock to a pistol made it a short-barreled rifle for the act and you had to pay a tax? Well, officially, they didn't make any official action until 1961. And that's, what, 25 years after the official 1934 Act was passed?
Yeah, so?
Well, that's a long time. And the way I found out about it is I contacted Rick Vasquez, and I have the link to his site in the article, and he was absolutely fantastic as an expert on the history of the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms and what happened and when they did what. And he has contacts that can pull up stuff that you and I only dream of.
Right.
At least in regards to this type of thing. And I called him up, and I don't think it was an hour later, and he had to answer for me. They changed the rule, including pistols with shoulder stocks in 1961.
Wow. Hang on for me, if you would.
Yeah.
Coming up on the next break. They come quick when we're doing interesting things. Talking with Dean Weingarten. You can find his work at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Port of Los Angeles announced today that it's going to begin operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Today's announcement has the potential to be a game changer.
President Biden's remarks regarding the administration's efforts to address global transportation supply chain shortages, the president also blaming the pandemic on supply chain issues, but adding things should be getting better.
FedEx and UPS, two of our nation's biggest freight movers, are committing today to significantly increase the amount of goods they're moving at night. But now we need the rest of the private sector chain to step up as well.
A new study says mixing and matching COVID vaccine boosters is safe and effective. This is when someone gets a booster shot that's from a different brand than the original coronavirus vaccine. This is USA Radio News. the United States with a big announcement regarding our northern and southern borders.
The U.S. planning to reopen its land borders to fully vaccinated Canadians and Mexican citizens. As a senior administration official has told reporters, travel restrictions will be eased next month for America's neighbors visiting for non-essential reasons. That will be expanded in early January to any fully vaccinated foreign traveler crossing the land borders. The border restrictions have been in place since the start of the pandemic. Finally, from our New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There may be some benefit to administering a Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine booster shot. That's according to the staff at the FDA, which released its thoughts on the inoculation. They say there may be some merit to giving folks another dose 2 months after they get their initial shot. The J&J booster will be discussed at a meeting on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Guns.com Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We are talking to Dean Weingarten, and we were just talking about the shenanigans of the ATF as they just sort of make it up as they go, huh?
Well, it's sort of. I mean, if you look at the definition of what is a sawed-off rifle, in the National Firearms Act at the time, you can say, well, it looks to me like a rifle, I mean, a pistol. It has a rifle barrel. The barrel's shorter than 18 inches. At the time, it was 18 inches. And it's got a stock. So you can kind of stretch and do it. What's interesting to me is there was no reports that I'm aware of that people were using sawed-off rifles in crime at the time in any amount at all. And it's not like they were a rare, I mean, you know, unknown thing. A pistol with a shoulder stock had been adopted by the U.S. Army back in 1855. It was a percussion pistol, and it had a shoulder stock. Now, why they were adopting a single-shot pistol in 1855, when revolvers had been out for quite a while, is another story, but they did. And so they'd been around for a long time. Another really interesting part of this story is what they did afterwards. So in 1961, they say, you know, these guns, they're bad, they're evil, we have to put them under the highly restricted category where you have to pay a $200 tax and go through 17 different hoops, and it takes you several months to get your firearm. And then just 20 years later, One other thing I should mention before we get to that is in 1968, Congress made what the BATF did in their ruling official and included them by law in the National Firearms Act as part of the Gun Control Act of 1968. So now the ATF can't just reverse a ruling. It has to go through Congress to get rid of short-barreled rifles from and shoulder-stocked pistols from the National Firearms Act.
Right.
Let's go back. So 20 years after they make the ruling that shoulder-stocked pistols, adding a shoulder stock to a pistol makes it a short-barreled rifle, they say, you know, all those shoulder-stocked pistols that, you know, Mauser made and Luger made, and they're used in World War II, and a lot of people brought them back. Well, you know, they're really not such dangerous things after all. It turns out that we're going to say there's an exemption on them. They're a curio and a relic, and they're just going to be treated like any other ordinary pistol for purposes of buying them or selling them or whatever.
Right.
So, I mean, think about this. In 1934, there's no intention of including short-barreled rifles in the act until a confused congressman almost inadvertently gets them added. Then, 25 years later, the Bureau, as part of the Treasury, says you got to pay a $200 tax if you add a shoulder stock to your pistol. And then, 20 years after that, they say, oh, all those pistols that we said were super dangerous items that you had to pay $200 tax on, well, we've concluded they're not really all that dangerous, so you don't need to pay a $200 tax, and they can be in just ordinary commerce. You know, you couldn't make this stuff. I would have a hard time writing this up as fiction. I don't think I'd think of it that way. I just wouldn't believe that there would be that much confusion and silliness. Well, maybe I would now. I'm a little older, so I can believe there's a lot.
I don't know how you keep up with it. I mean, you need a scorecard to keep up with what's what every day.
Well, really, and as I said, I felt very fortunate to be able to talk to Rick Vasquez, and he sent me the links, and, you know, in the article they include links to the document of the time showing that they officially made pistols with shoulder stocks into short-barreled rifles in 1961. And so there you go. I mean, it is silly. And technology has so much passed this stuff by. They should never have been in the act. Congress should have taken them out of the NFA decades ago or repealed it altogether, which would make the most sense. The National Firearms Act has been an utter disaster from the beginning. And to me, it's an offense to the Second Amendment by its very existence. And it just, we should repeal the whole thing. I don't think we'll be able to repeal the whole thing all at once. But I think we can slowly tear it down bit by bit until it's rendered mostly ineffective.
Well, I would look forward to that. I would like to see that happen. I don't understand why a bunch of things are allowed to stand the way they do. When we, from time to time, have enough power to do something about it. Maybe next time they'll do something with it next time, I don't know.
Well, we have something that happened at the end of September 29th, where Judge Royce Lambert granted summary judgment to people who were suing the District of Columbia for violating their Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, we do have that, yeah.
And so that happened, and what will happen with it is hard to know. We can't tell easily if that will translate into the other places being more careful about what they do, but we certainly can hope that they will. And Lambert ruled that as a summary judgment. I mean, a summary judgment says that this is such a clear-cut case that we don't even have to put it to trial. It's obvious. No, I think, what does he say? He says something to the effect that there is no jury could find that they didn't violate their rights, something to that effect. And there were originally 10 counts, but he reduced it. They were reduced down to three, threw out seven of them, I think. And then two of those, he ruled for the people suing the District of Columbia, and one, he ruled for the District of Columbia. So, you know, it's not a lost cause, so to speak. And I'm going to switch the switch gears on you a little bit and to say that we have a there's been a flurry of bear attacks just lately.
Well, I'll tell you what, before you launch into that, we got about a minute left. That's a good lead-in. A flurry, you say?
Yes, I think there's been about a half dozen in the last 2 weeks.
Wow. Is that because hunting season opened up or something? Or
Well, the very, there's several in the lower 48, and they seem to be associated with archery hunters in Idaho and Wyoming. And then there also was one up in Alaska and one in Canada, and I'm trying to... The half dozen, the sixth one is escaping me right now by memory, but I'll look around and see if I can find it.
Well, we're coming up on the last break. If you want to talk about them when we get back, let's do that. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Well over 1,800 articles waiting for you right now today at Ammoland.com, the biggest website in the gun culture on the planet, on the rock. Dean's the biggest writer. That makes him the biggest writer in the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092.
800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. He is a writer where most of his work right now can be found at Ammoland.com. One of my favorite things that Dean writes about are bear attacks. Because...
So I said this. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, the reason I find a bear attack so compelling is because... The apex predator in the United States is man. Man's the one out there in the field hunting something else. When they get, you know, when they succeed in hunting what they're, you know, looking for, that sort of rings the dinner bell for the bear, doesn't it?
It does. Although the attacks that just recently in the last, I think, 2 weeks, maybe just a little bit more, maybe 3 weeks at most. I have to look at all the dates. They weren't hunting with guns. They're hunting with archery for half of them.
Right.
But of course, bears have incredible noses. Some people claim that bears have the best ability to smell for a land animal on the planet. And, they claim they can scent things from many miles away. Some polar bears are claimed to have scented things tens of miles away. So, but what happens is that as we approach winter, as we get into fall, the bear's instinct to eat as much as they possibly can and to find food and to gorge themselves so as to lay on the fat so that they can hibernate over the winter kicks in, and it adds an extra incentive for bears to come in conflict with human beings. And towards the end of September, we had two bear attacks only hours apart up in Canada. Now, the people who were attacked, mostly because it was Canada, had no weapons, and the bears were not shot, at least not right away, and I don't think they found them, from what I recall. I haven't done a follow-up to diligently search, to see if they have actually found or trapped those bears, but my recollection is they didn't. And then we had another attack just about the same day, very end of September, near Asheville in North Carolina. And this was a couple. They had a dog. The bear comes toward them. The dog barks at the bear, but the bear is not deterred, and both of them suffered sufficient injuries to be hospitalized, but they managed to get into their car and get away from the bear. And they didn't have a firearm either. And, you know, the local constabulary and the wardens and such were trying to trap or find that bear, which would be killed if it were caught, but we don't know if it'll be caught or not. So that's three right there, two in Canada, one in North Carolina. And then we have three of them in the western United States, I believe two in Wyoming and one in Idaho. And all three of these cases, as I recall, were archery hunters.
Right.
And the bears attacked these archery hunters, and in all three cases, the bear was killed. One of the cases that I'm investigating right now, there was severe injuries. Well, there were injuries. I don't know how severe, but the man was hospitalized. That the man or the hunter sustained before he was able to kill the bear.
Right.
The other two, they were not injured that I know of, and one of them has not made the news at all. But my growing network of resources of people who, you know, let me know about bear incidents emailed me. One of my sources emailed me and included information, including some pictures of a bear that was killed in an attack on archery hunters, and the date and details show that it is not, I have not been able to find any news coverage of it at all, and I'm hoping to interview the guide in that case, who was one of the people that shot the bear. He had a 10-millimeter Glock, it appears, and the other hunter had a .45 Glock, and with I think the 45 Glock has a magazine capacity of 13 rounds and 10 millimeter at 15. And the guide has said that they were both very happy that they had that kind of magazine capacity, and they fired multiple shots at this bear before it went down. And the first shot that was fired was by the hunter with the 45. And so far, anyway, like I said, I haven't directly talked to the people involved. It was reported that the 45 hit the bear right between the eyes, and it said, never scratched the skull.
Wow.
Well, that's a problem with bear physiology and knowledge of where the brain case is. If you hit right between the eyes, but a little high, say you're a half inch high, but between the eyes, you won't hit the skull. There's no skull there. There's just meat and hide and fat and muscle. The skull is very low on a bear's head, the brain case, I should say.
Right.
And there isn't much there. There isn't much skull above the eyes, depending on how the bear's head is oriented. If the nose is pointed right at you and you hit just a little bit above the line of the eyes, you won't hit brain at all. And so I think that's probably what happened in this case. But the guy was using hollow point bullets, and it said that at least two others of his shot never made it through the thick fat coat under the skin that this grizzly bear had. So I hope to get really good details on this incident and get a interview, but I haven't yet, so I can't absolutely promise it. And that, of course,
right,
will be an article that I place into Amaland.
One thing I was going to say about Asheville, I go to Asheville a lot. Asheville, I'm surprised we haven't heard this before, because Asheville is like carved out of the wilderness, but it's not like surrounded by wilderness. It's just like a spot here and a spot there and a spot there and a spot here, and it's in the mountains, and, you know, there'll be a strip mall and then a long section of forest, and it's right up against the Blue Ridge Parkway. So
yes.
I'm not surprised that that happened. I'm actually surprised it's the first time you've ever mentioned it, to be honest with you.
There have been some other cases. For whatever reason, it doesn't seem that people are so willing to travel about armed on these on the hiking trails there. Now, some are.
Well, I don't know about the hiking trails. Asheville has a lot of permits. There's a lot of permits in Asheville. They have a lot of a high density of concealed carry permits. But I'm like you. If I'm going into the woods, I'm trying to figure out what my perfect woods gun would be. So
this, anyway. The story that I mentioned, it seemed like the guide, that I'm not going to mention a name yet, he had a 10mm Glock, and he was using special bear loads from Buffalo Bore, and he was very happy with the results.
Well, I'm sure. I'm sure. Let's talk about that a little bit more Friday.
Very good.
And
I got another call coming in from an important person.
So off you go.
It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure. We will be back again in about 21 hours. Normally, Dean sits here long enough for me to say goodbye to him. but that's cool, because that's the drama of live radio. But like I said, back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.